Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't spoke to this man for so long, and the city is doing sensational, so I thought it'd be great to say hello to the Mayor, Joe Anderson. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Pete. Good evening, mate. How are you?
Very well indeed. First of all, I know you want to speak about the Labour MP who sadly has passed away.
Yeah, Tessa, I mean, people will remember 15 years ago, 2003, she was the Culture Secretary. And announced that Liverpool were European Capital of Culture for 2008. And she'd been in the city and done visits to the city with a number of people when they were looking out of the cities to choose. And I got to know her really well. I'd known her a couple of years before that. And we kept in touch really, you know, frequently when I was up and down to Parliament and talking to her, and when she was up here or in the Northwest or in Manchester, we had a really good friendship, and she just loved the city. And so, you know, watching her over the last couple of months, you know, battling away against the brain tumour and the campaign and stuff that she'd done with that with such dignity and respect, talking about, you know, how we should pay more closer attention to how we feel and stuff and support the NHS. She was just such a champion and a campaigner and everything she'd done. People don't realise, but she was the, you know, the architect of the Shore Star Children's Centres and stuff, which is a legacy to be proud of, ones that we've kept open in Liverpool and we're so proud of. But she was a really, you know, a dear friend, but also, as I said, a close dear friend of the city as well. She loved Liverpool and just felt really at home here when she was here, and the welcome that she got when she was here leading up to 2003, and of course that famous morning in the Empire when I was there, when we seen David Henshaw, Mike Storey and stuff jumping up and down, Bob Scott. It was an iconic image of Liverpool when, as I said, we were selected to host it, and she was at the heart of that. So good memories, and she'd be sadly missed, and was a really nice woman.
Can you believe it's 10 years, by the way?
Yeah, 10 years, yeah, since 2008. We've got a great year this year, you know, in celebration already. You know, we've got the Terracotta Warriors here, we've had China Dream, we've got so many things happening in terms of, we've got, you know, we've got the, in May, this month, we've got the Bordeaux Wine Festival, we've got the Tall Ships, we've got the Clipper Race finishing, we've got the Irish Festival, we've got what we call a FESH, which is an Irish Music Festival. On the docks, we've got Lymph, we've got the BBC up in Croxteth now. You know, we've got the Giants coming back. We've got so many events at the arena, in our parks, all over the place going on. And, you know, the biennial, Africa, oh yay. So much going on in the city, it's incredible, really. And I think what we've done since 2008, Pete, has never took our foot off the pedal. I think we now have more rooms, hotel rooms, of a weekend being sold than ever we did during 2008. And I think every year we've smashed the number of visitors that have come to the city since 2008. So that was the real catalyst and a boost for us, and we've built on that every year. So great year to look forward to. But yeah, you're right, it's sped over the 10 years.
And people very excited about the Giants coming back. Joe, people don't understand, and this is what will annoy me. There'll be people saying, why spend money on that? So, Joe, you've sold us some events. Why spend money on all those events?
Look, ironically, the amount of money we're spending, Liverpool are spending this year, is actually less. You know, we're joining forces with Whittle, but the combined authority is very supportive. Steve Rodman, the Metro Mayor, is very supportive. We've used some of the money that's come into the combined authority. We've got the Arts Council who's given us some funding because it's the 10th anniversary of Capital of Culture. So ironically, it's going to cost us less this time than it has previously. So, you know, it'll cost probably around about 1.2 million, thereabouts, not much more than that, to have and host and run. But, you know, we've got to ship all the everything over, the people to run it and stuff, and all of the staff and the vehicles and the containers, and then we've got to hire cranes. So it is expensive to do. But when, you know, we had the Giants in 2014, and it was 4 years ago, which was the our commemoration of the anniversary of First World War. You know, when we had the granny and Jolo the dog in the city then, we had something like a 42 million that the economy of the city benefited from. And that meant, you know, the hotels, the restaurants, the bars, the public transport, the taxis were all getting used. And that was, a huge lift. And I think it was something like 1.2 million visitors came to the city that weekend. And this is going to be over 4 days and in October. And I know we'll smash that. There'll be, 2 million thereabouts because it's in Whittle. It's over 4 days. It's going to be the final time Royal Deluxe put on an event in the city. John Luke, who's an eccentric, creative individual, has come up with a story that's called Liverpool Dream. And, it's about, we're going to engage our kids in schools and stuff. It's talking about, what we envisage, what our vision is of what the city will be like in 20, 50, 100 years. And it's at the end of a trilogy of events with Royal Deluxe. And I think it's going to be great. I think the city will remember it for a long time. We've been talking to John Luke and Royal Deluxe for over 12 months to put this together. And I think it's a really exciting opportunity and, for us to showcase and promote the city again.
Yeah, I think it's great. And talking about promoting the city,
when people say to you, about the cost of these things, there's a cost not to do these things either.
Yeah.
Because other cities do and other, countries do, and it showcases and keeps their brand out there. And the reality is that, we can't just because, we're facing tough times, shut the shop up, if you like, and bury our heads in the sand. We've got to show people that, we're going places, we're open for business, and we want you to come and see us.
Now, talking about the city, isn't it common sense for Channel 4 to come here? Where are we up to with that?
Well, our bid's gone in, and it went in on Friday, we've, got a really good chance. I think, why wouldn't they come here? We are a city that obviously how synonymous Channel 4 is in terms of with the city, in terms of Brookside and Hollyhocks, for instance, Lyme produced them here in the city, and the things that have been done in the city. Peaky Blinders just won an award, a BAFTA award, the things that get filmed, what we've got planned with Dead Lane and the film studios there. The Knowledge Quarter, the Baltic, all the creatives, all the young people, a UNESCO waterfront, with the Three Graces and the River Mersey, the Albert Dock, the Liverpool One Centre, everything that's happening here. It's a good question, why not? I don't think there is any other city that can offer such a famous location than this. And, what a great set and what a great image for Channel 4 to have Liverpool in its sort of armoury.
Well, fingers crossed on that one, really, because it would be great. Joe, you're on Twitter a lot. You are quite controversial sometimes. And there was a great story in The Observer today, which made me get in touch with you over this. The Observer leads with the students joined forces across the UK to demand a referendum on any final Brexit deal, in fact, if there is one, as they are worried about their future once Britain leaves the EU. You put on today another vote on leaving Europe is surely a good thing. And it's caused great controversy on Twitter. But have you a point?
Well, I think, that tweet that I did this morning was after one of the politics shows and, talking about the cabinet being split between Remainers and Brexiteers and a hard Brexit and a soft Brexit. And there's controversy around the Irish border, if we're in the customs union or out the customs union, whether that's going to be a hard border or a soft border. There's all kinds of points of view being made about whether we will actually promised we would, $350 million a week going to the health service. You know, we've been now out of, you know, if you like, technically 2 years now since the vote. And the reality is, you know, that money hasn't filtered through. The health service is really struggling. We are indeed, one of the business secretary, Greg Clark, was on a politics show last week, and he was talking about his concerns about the car industry. So there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of angst about what will happen and what won't happen. And all I'm saying is that when we've negotiated the deal, that the people of the country should have the chance to say, yeah, okay, I now know exactly what's on offer, and I'm going to stick with my vote because I think it's going to be beneficial for us to leave. Or, you know, I think on the basis of what I see, I don't think we are going to be any better off, and I'm going to, you know, stay in, or vote to stay in. And there is a big issue here, and that is, you know, young people who are 17, 17 and a half, 17, 11 months, weren't entitled to vote. If you know, 2 years on, it's right, I think, that those people should be given the opportunity to vote. And the fact of the matter is, not all of them, of course, whether it's a million and a half or whatever it is, 2 million, 3 million, whatever the figure is, a majority of them, it's not, you know, clear whether they would vote Remain or leave. But the fact of the matter is they should have a say. So you know, I think, and the point I made today is, if you actually, you know, cancel your insurance, you're asked about three times whether, you know, you're sure you want to make it. And the same as if you're deleting an email, for Christ's sake, if you're deleting an email, you know, it pops up and says, are you sure you want to delete this? So it gives you a second chance. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think it's undemocratic for 2 years. You know, I remember, in the 60s or whatever, we had a general election, within a year after the government had been elected. So, you know, after 2 years or 3 years, by the time we finally got a deal, what's wrong with taking it back to the country and saying, look, there you go, here it is, in real clarity, and let's have another say?
Most people listening now will say, but we had the vote and people made their decision. Isn't that enough?
Well, my point is, you know, what are these people who say that fearful of? Because if they want to keep their vote the way it was, and I want to keep my vote the way it was, then, you know, everything should be fine. The fact of the matter is, when people voted, you know, they voted on the basis of what they were told might happen and what they were told could happen. Now, the fact of the matter is, 2 years on, you know, things in relation to, the economy are still, uncertainty. That uncertainty is having an impact on economy and also on businesses making decisions, that's for sure. So what is wrong with, when we get some certainty on what it is going to be, what is the deal, that we don't say to the people, you know, here you go, now that you can see it in black and white, this is the deal, this is what's on offer. It was never given to them before. Let's make a decision on that. And I don't think, for me, that's not challenging the democratic decision. That's asking to strengthen it. So, you know, why are people fearful of that? You know, that's what we constantly hear from, you know, the hard Brexiteers. You know, this is wrong because we've already voted. Well, you know, fact of the matter is, there was a lot of people who didn't vote. There was a lot of people, the vast majority of people in the country didn't vote in the referendum. So what's wrong with saying, you know, well, I'm glad you didn't vote last time. Are you worried or are you not? Here's a chance to get in. And of course, those people who were 16, 17, who didn't vote, who've now got a chance to vote. So what's wrong with that? I would have argued that's more democratic than what we had before.
Mr. Mayor, thank you for giving us some of your time.
You're welcome, Pete. You enjoy yourself. Good night, Naomi. Good night.